falls in my ears. I gently hear the sweet seductive song of my siren in all my clothes. Yet the sea never ends, and I never felt cool again without my siren in my hand. The wood of the ship is blackened and worn from the years of water, but the wood is splinterless, smooth and warm under my bare foot. The sea is transparent and deep, so deep that the void underneath the ship looks almost purple. My friends laugh and cry and yell all the time, but hear none of the words exiting my essence, as if I cannot speak but only think. My thoughts are loud compared to the ship, the sea, and my friends who surround me. Yet nothing is louder or more soothing than the distant sound of my siren, seemingly coming from any and all directions, leaving me lost. Lost, I decide to play her game. I begin with a hum and a whistle. The whistle pierces the noise of my crew and their antics cease. Their reaction startles me and I stop. All is silent except the sea. They've now started humming in an ancient tone of which I've never heard before, yet vividly known. I then immediately understand that they are the band to lead my siren back to my hand. A rhythmic drum comes from the innards of the ship. The song has begun as a strumming fiddle. My siren comes and gives me warning. She says,